from an economic or financial perspective. How important is the attitude toward life at revering and protecting to the future of our nation from an economic perspective?
We've seen what's happening in Europe. There's a big movement in Europe where, over the past several decades, where the family has diminished in size, where families were having two or three or four children, are now having no children or one child at the most. And the forecast there is that there's going to be a meltdown when it comes to people paying into the retirement system. And as you know, they have a very liberal retirement program in Europe. They can retire at the age of 55 in some countries. They're not going to be able to financially support the older baby boomer generation on the current course on how many children are having. And as a matter of fact, China for a very long period of time penalized you if you had more than one child, and they've reversed that. So they, you know, I don't consider them the pro-life country, but I think they did it for economic reasons. In the United States, as you know, I'm pro-life, and I think that most of our audience is. And the reality of it is besides the why Christ wants us to be pro-life, there's a simple economic fact that if you don't have enough people employed, skilled workers, unskilled workers in the workforce, paying into Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, unemployment compensation, those kind of things, you simply can't support this next generation of retirees. There's 11,000 people a day that turn 65 that are retiring. And you're not going to be able to support this over the next two decades if we don't increase the size of the families in the United States. And I think one of the reasons the tax credit for your children has gone up is I think the president has actually put some chips on the table and said, listen, if you have more children, we're going to give you a bigger tax break. And so this has an economic impact for 2 to 3 decades going forward of pro-life and what it means from an economic standpoint to the people that are retiring.